Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Rick Maurer, longtime Braithwaite member, the author of Why Don't You Want What I Want? Also, Beyond the Wall of Resistance. That's just two of his many books, which I encourage you to find at Amazon or wherever books are sold. And also, he has another product that he's been telling us about. He told us about it for a long time before he launched it, the Energy Bar, right, Rick?
Yeah, right, and it's a free product too.
So how is that? Give us the progress. I'm interested to hear now that it's launched and you've had some folks using it. How's it rolling out for you?
You know, it's rolling out pretty well.
I mean, remind us about it.
Sure thing. Just think of a line going, you know, left and right, and on the far side is strong support, on the right side and far left side is resistance. And you need to think about what kind of support do I need from my employees. Let's talk about motivation. And let's say, I need them to at least be willing to try things, or I need them to be really champions of the business. And then you say, so where's their energy today? And usually, you know, the fact that we even ask the question, it usually means there's a gap. And so maybe their energy is like, oh, why do I got to do that again? Or, oh, man, or I don't understand why I've got, you know, whatever it is. What you've got to do is then work with that gap. And so the energy bar is, how do you identify what that gap in energy is, and then what do you do about it once you've got it? And so there's like a 3-minute animated video, and then there's a 3-question assessment that you just go, oh, yeah, I'm thinking of Jim, bam, 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 I fill it out, and it gives you an answer page and says, here's some stuff to think about. Here's a short video that tells about somebody who did it well. And once again, you don't have to sign in. All that stuff's free. And
right. Thank
I'm
you for that.
Getting really good feedback. So.
So that go to Energy Bar.
Yeah, it's Energy Bar Tools plural, .com.
Well, great. Well, folks, take advantage of that. Rick, thanks for making it available. So, you know, I was just thinking as you were talking about that, what would be wrong with every morning when you start the day with your company, say, okay, who's going to have the energy today? And then maybe at the end of the day, you know, evaluate people, or maybe you do it once a week or something, and just kind of let everybody know that we're all watching.
Yeah.
Is that too much?
Well, it feels a little paternalistic to me.
I'm not going to be the one doing it. I mean, everybody else is going to be. I may not even be voting, you know, if the owner. I'm just saying, who's going to have the energy today?
It's worth a try. I'm not excited about it as I hear about it, but it might work. But, you know, something that I have seen work is a team leader, and he did this himself. He said, okay, so imagine the floor is this energy bar, and, you know, and he described what it was, and he said, you know, we keep saying such and such is important, but we haven't done anything. So we keep saying it's really, really important, way over here on the right. I'd like us all to stand on the energy bar, and he said, I'll do it too. Where's our energy personally for working on this? And he said it was eye-opening. You know, everybody knew to say customer service, for instance.
Right.
But they weren't doing anything about it. And then he said, okay, let's talk about that. You know, we say it's important, we don't have the energy.
So
what's going on?
You're saying ask people where they think they're strong, and then check and see if that's correct or not?
It's not where they're strong, but where's their energy? So we've been talking about age of the customer, you know, in that. So we say, okay, we say here customer service is important. Everybody here, I think, knows it's, you know, that's really important to our business. But we don't seem to be living in that. And I'd like all of us, including me, to stand on there. Where's our energy? Not our skills, you know, not our knowledge.
Are you saying, so if I owned a supermarket, John might have a lot of energy in making sure the cans are stacked right, but not so much in if a customer asks a question.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Like, yeah, so John might stand kind of far down. He said, you know, I do my work. He said, I work really hard.
I still like customers bugging me.
exactly. And you get that in grocery stores. And you get, you know, but it's also eye-opening. that John might start to go, oh, mm-hmm. I see why that's a problem.
But the reason this is important to know is sometimes you might need somebody to quit stacking and start looking after customers. Don't ask John.
Well, there you go, yeah.
Or something like that, yeah.
Yep.
Hey, Rick, I need a couple of websites.
Okay, energybartools.com or rickmaurer.com, and Maurer is M-A-U-R-E-R.
At the Energy Bar website, you can go get the free assessment. So, folks, take advantage
exactly.
of that. Rick, thank you for that. We appreciate it very much. And thanks for today.
I will. Thanks, Jim.
Good job today. Rick Maurer, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Rick joined us, and so we did. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.